I'm Phil Nee with WRCO Sports. Yesterday featured lots of makeup games in softball from the area. Kickapoo and Ithaca rained out the night before in softball, made up a game last night with the Bulldogs winning 9-2. Olivia Young was the winning pitcher for Ithaca, giving up 4 hits, striking out 10. Haley Gander suffered the loss for Kickapoo, giving up 11 hits, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Leading hitters on the day, Alyssa Muller was 2-for-2 with 1 RBI. J.C. Maxwell 3-for-4 with an RBI, and Josie Lau 2-for-3 with an RBI. For Kickapoo, Harmony Wenger was 2-for-3. Gwen Fredrickson 1-for-3 with 2 RBIs. Also in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference last night, River Valley edged Dodgeville 8-7 in a makeup game. And Richland Center lost to Lancaster 13-7, also in a makeup game played on Wednesday night. Cambridge 6 and Wisconsinites 5, Brookwood 18-3 over Royal. It was a win for Bangor over Wanewoc Center 6-2 as well, and Wazika Steuben a 6-inning win against Seneca 11-1. In baseball, it was Viroqua 4-0 over GET. On today's schedule, Richland Center and River Valley, and among the Southwest Conference teams, they'll be playing golf. There's a meet at Quail Run, scheduled for 4 this afternoon. Softball action for several teams in the area. Richland Center will be hosting Prairie du Chien 6:30 for the varsity time tonight. River Valley and Richland Center will meet on the baseball diamond today. That game appears to be moving up to 4:30 for the afternoon start time. I talked this week to Richland Center coach Ryan Lemke about the season.
It's been completely opposite day by day. Every day we kind of don't wake up and have no idea what the weather's bring. I feel like the forecasts have been all over the place all season long. We even have had a snowstorm mixed in, but at least then maybe some sprinkles again. So who knows what will happen?
Well, no doubt you have some big games coming up here. It's always a big game when you play River Valley, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a nice rivalry. We're 25 minutes down the road from each other. We got the best of them last time, but we just got to keep playing our baseball and play clean baseball and keep putting the ball in play, and that'll lead to good things. So as long as we can do that, I'm hopeful we'll be all right.
You can hear the game on the radio today, River Valley and Richland Center in area baseball. River Valley's soccer team's taking on Dodge Point. Also later on this evening, the Riverdale softball team is at Darlington. Ithaca plays at Weston in area baseball from the Ridge and Valley. And Kickapoo is at Wazika Steuben for both baseball and softball. The Kansas City Royals have gotten a series from the Brewers with a 6-4 win yesterday. Milwaukee had lost 2 straight series now as we head into the weekend. Shortstop Bobby Witt Jr. was Kansas City's star with a homer and 3 runs scored. Joe Ross took the loss for the Brewers. Gary Sanchez led off the 7th inning with his 5th home run of the season. The Brewers are looking to try and keep on getting healthier. Christian Yelich will return from the DL, it sounds like.
It's nice to be back out there and be able to help contribute instead of just having to sit on the sidelines and watch. It still sucks sitting there just watching, especially, when you feel like you can have an impact in certain spots. Just having to sit there is no fun, so it's nice to be back out there.
Yelich will be back as the Brewers take on the Cardinals for a 4-game set at American Family Field. Elsewhere yesterday, the LA Angels topped Pittsburgh 5-4, Toronto 5-3 over Philadelphia. Atlanta 5, Boston nothing, Baltimore 7-6 over Washington. In the American League, Cleveland 5, Detroit 4, Oakland 9-4 over Texas. The White Sox 4, Tampa Bay 1. The Yankees 9, Houston 4, also Minnesota 6-3 over Seattle, and Texas beat Oakland 12-11. The Mets at St. Louis postponed. San Diego shut out the Cubs 3-0. The Dodgers 3-1 over Miami. Arizona 4 and Cincinnati 3. San Francisco beat Colorado 8-6, the final. Some NBA observers are speculating that Bucks general manager John Horst could be looking to bounce out for a different career opportunity. Horst has been integral in putting the powerful roster together, but the core is aging. He could be a candidate for the position of president of basketball operations with the Detroit Pistons. Horst grew up in Michigan and attended college in that state. This could yet be another critical year for Milwaukee's front office, so the team will want to cement Horst's position or departure as soon as possible. Doc Rivers was asked some exit questions yesterday as the team was preparing for summer.
You know, I have the job, and this summer is very important. Like, you know, building everything around the players the right way, you know, building the team the right way, doing everything, being all together. It'll be nice for me, you know, having an understanding of our guys and how to use them, how to play them. So, yeah, there's some advantages to this for sure.
Jalen Brunson returned from a right foot injury to score 24 of his 29 points in the second half last night, leading the New York Knicks to a 130-121 victory over the Indiana Pacers for a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals. On the anniversary of Willis Reed's dramatic emergence from the locker room before Game 7 of the 1970 NBA Finals to lead the Knicks to their first title, Brunson sent the Madison Square Garden crowd into a frenzy when he came out to warm up at halftime after missing the entire second quarter while the Pacers surged ahead to a double-figure lead. The Knicks moved halfway to their first Eastern Conference Finals appearance since the year 2000. The Packers didn't know what their offense was capable of when the 2023 season kicked off. They have a better idea this time, and it's a good feeling. Offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich says the difference is like night and day. Stenovich says every player on offense has a year under their belt, and in comments made on the team's website, it's, quote, great to know what these guys are good at. The players know the plays, and the coaching staff can be more creative. Stenovich says he can start taking the next step with the offense. And the Wisconsin men's basketball program will take part in the Greenbrier Tip-Off coming up next November. Games will be played in the world-famous resort in the Appalachian foothills. The Badgers will be joined by LSU, Pitt, and UCF November 22nd through the 24th. Who plays whom? Tip-off times and television coverage will be determined in the ensuing months. Last night in the NHL playoffs, Florida 6-1 over Boston, and Vancouver beat Edmonton 5-4. I'm Phil Nee with sports.